You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and RNIB is collaborating with Thomas Pocklington Trust once again to help create 9 more internship opportunities for blind and partially sighted people to get into work. Joining me today are Martin O'Kane, Head of Employment and Technology Services at RNIB, and Josh Feehan, the Head of Internships at Thomas Pocklington Trust. Welcome to you both.
Hi, Hubert.
So, Josh, if we start with you, let's talk about the Get Set Progress program from Thomas Pocklington Trust. What is it and how does it work?
So thanks, Hubert. So we established the Get Set Progress internship program around 8 years ago now. And fundamentally, it's a program to support blind and partially sighted people into employment through an internship opportunities. It was previously just focused internally. And then last year, we started to expand the program externally, bringing on board RNIB, who've collaborated with us as well around that. So fundamentally, it's targeted at people who are blind or partially sighted, as we say, who have limited or no work experience. But we also, for those that have acquired sight loss of working age, again, and want to get back into the workplace, again, the program is open to those as well. The programme isn't just around a 9-month work opportunity in a meaningful role. It also offers interns the opportunity to have quite a lot of learning and development, training on the programme. These things cover things like note-taking, time management, presentation skills, group working, and lots of different training opportunities that we provide for the interns. Alongside that, they also have a mentor, they work on a group project, and also are provided with employability support as well throughout the 9 months to support them, ensuring that they're job ready when they leave the programme.
Martin, is there anything you wish to add in regards to RNIB's role in the project?
Well, Hubert, we're delighted as an organisation to be collaborating once again with Thomas Pocklington Trust on these great opportunities for blind and partially sighted people. Internships are just such a great way of enabling people to try out different types of work, to get really valuable work experience. And also it gives host employers a much greater awareness around sight loss and how it affects people. We know that our partnership with Thomas Pocklington Trust in 2022 gave over 20 blind and partially sighted people an internship opportunity, and many of those went on into work. So it made sense for us to partner with Thomas Pocklington Trust again to provide another opportunity for people to sample work and to get into employment. And of course, both our organisations have a joint aim of getting more people with sight loss into work and keeping them in work. So it made perfect sense for us to continue this collaboration.
So let's go into some of the opportunities available, Josh. Could you tell us about some of the internship opportunities that blind and partially sighted people could apply for?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've currently got 9 opportunities that are open for blind and partially sighted people to apply for. They opened last week and are open until the 6th of November currently. These opportunities are based all over the country. So just to give you a flavour of some of them. So we have a community support intern at Beacon Centre for the Blind in the West Midlands, a junior fundraising copywriter at Macular Society, a research intern at Macular Society, fundraising assistant at My Vision Oxfordshire, an information support officer at Nystagmus Network, a development team intern at Retina UK, social media and customer relationship management assistant at Seeable, artificial intelligence trailblazer intern at Sight for Surrey, and assistive technology intern at Sight Scotland Veterans. Those opportunities are open until the 6th of November. However, our target for this year is to have 25 interns. So a further potential 16 roles should be being advertised towards the end of November.
Thank you, Josh. And when it comes to applying for these internships, what requirements does a blind and partially sighted person have to meet to be able to apply for it?
So again, Hubert, there may be some specific skills that the host organisation may require, but we are very clear that these are internship opportunities. So people who we're targeting at need to have very little in terms of work experience, because that is a whole premise of the programme, to support people who haven't had much work experience in the past. So apart from having sight loss, they're open to the majority of people.
If blind and partially sighted people wish to get more information or maybe apply for one of these internships, how can they go about doing either of these?
Yeah, so if you want to go to our website at pocklington-trust.org.uk/internships, all of the opportunities are there, and there will be a link again to the host organisation's website where you can complete an application form and submit it that way. So you do have to apply through the organisation, but if you would like to get more information, you can also email us at internships@pocklington-trust.org.uk.
Fantastic. Well, Josh Feehan, Head of Internships at Thomas Pocklington Trust, and Martin O'Kane, Head of Employment and Technology Services at RNIB, thank you very much for coming on to talk to us about these exciting internship opportunities here on RNIB Connect Radio.